has proved to be incompetent, and it's really sad. Can you stick around with about another 5 minutes?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay. Chuck Booth with us, the president of Citizen Outreach. By the way, he has written that maybe we need an alternative to Fox News. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we check out the traffic cams right now, somebody left their vehicle by the freeway there. Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. The right lane is blocked, so be careful as you work your way through there. And behind that, we're getting some slow flows there. Interstate 15 north at Desert End, you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour there on the freeway. Also, we're getting some slow as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 westbound at Pecos and 515 eastbound at Main. That congestion is causing some slowing there on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 north to go 515 east. And construction continues on Tropicana between Pecos and Boulder Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The season comes to an end for the Las Vegas Aces. They get to the WNBA Finals, but end up getting swept out by Seattle. Now, the Aces were not 100% healthy, but they end up losing yesterday by a 92-59 score, and they lose the best-of-five series 3-0. Asia Wilson, the league's regular season MVP, had 18 points, 14 of which she scored in the first quarter, and the season comes to an end. Not good news for the Raiders, as defensive tackle Maurice Hurst has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is on the reserve COVID-19 list. The Raiders do have their facility open today. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in the Babbel app to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Language for life. Go to Babbel.com and try for free.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hope you're planning on coming by Rhythm Kitchen. You can get tickets at the door, we are told. You can go to my website if you want. Just go to kevinwallradio.com. and order your tickets there, or you can come to the door and we'll have tickets there. The doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you'll be with us. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And one of the things you did, and with all the stuff that's been going on over the last week or so, I kind of overlooked it. And one of your Booth's truths, you went after Fox News with a vengeance. And this all began, I think, with the first presidential debate a week ago. Talk a little bit, if you can, Chuck, about is this something new for you, or is this something that's been rattling around in your brain for a while?
No, I think Fox News has been going downhill for a long time now. It's gotten to the point where about the only person I can watch on Fox News anymore is Tucker Carlson. Otherwise, it really has. It's just gone downhill. I'm not asking Fox News to be in Trump's corner or to be a Trump cheerleader the way CNN is for the Democrats on the left. But what John Roberts did after that first debate, in hounding during the press conference Kayleigh McEnany about, why won't Donald Trump say that he opposes, why won't he condemn white supremacy? Well, come on, that's one of the biggest hoaxes out there about the Trump campaign or about President Trump's presidency. He has condemned it over and over and over again. It's easy to look up. And for CNN to do it is, well, actually, I think CNN already did say that wasn't true, which is unusual. But for Fox News to have their reporter badger the White House press briefing like that, it was just over the top for me. And so I did sign up for One America Network.
OAN.
Yep, did I lose you?
No. You got me. OAN, though. OAN.
I'm going to start watching that as an alternative. You can get it by streaming video. I know that some cable systems and satellites have it, and I want to see what their presentation's like. I've heard about them. I've heard Donald Trump mention and call on the OAN reporters in the past. So I think it's time for folks to start looking at alternatives to Fox News.
OAN, is it a 24-hour service? Is it similar to Fox in that way?
I'm still new to it. I know they're live and they have new programming during the course of the day. I think probably to an extent like Fox, they replay certain segments throughout the day. I mean, it's available 24 hours a day, but I don't think they have 24 hours a day, live coverage. They have host for programs, and they replay them just like Fox News and all the other news networks do.
I keep asking myself the question when it comes to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of that. Why doesn't the right? I mean, why don't conservatives, with all the money we have at our disposal, why don't we create a Facebook? The same way whoever created OAN did a great service in creating at least an alternative to Fox.
Yeah, and I've wondered about that myself, and I've argued for that rather than the government getting involved in trying to regulate social media and the internet. It would be preferable for conservatives to do exactly what they did with Fox. Remember, Fox came into being when your only alternatives were the three major networks and CNN, and then Fox came on the market, and conservatives flocked to it and made it extremely successful. I think that, Kevin, you will see something similar happen with Twitter afterwards, because there is an alternative called Parler that doesn't censor conservative commentary on its platform. I don't believe that the president is going to leave Twitter before November the 3rd, but I can envision him promoting Parler as an alternative to Twitter and let all of his followers know that's where he's going after the November election. And if he does so, and everybody that's following President Trump switches from Twitter to Parler, Twitter's going to have a world of hurt on him.
27 days from Election Day, we've got a presidential or vice presidential debate tonight. We've got a Mike Pence appearance in Boulder City tomorrow. Give me your sense of 27 days out where we are in the state of Nevada.
Again, it's a bit unsettled because the polls are showing that Biden's ahead and the Democrats do have a voter registration advantage in Nevada. Anecdotally, though, I do see that the enthusiasm for Trump continues to be stronger from what I've seen than it is for Biden. And there's the real uncertain thing here, Kevin, is the silent majority that people continue to talk about. That people are not telling pollsters the truth when they are polled, and that they're not telling anybody that they're a Trump supporter, because look at the backlash that you suffer sometimes when you do. And those folks may show up in great numbers, and I suspect that that silent majority is out there. I suspect that they will show up on Election Day, and I suspect that President Trump will win Nevada and will win re-election fairly easily.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Are there races that you're following, races that that you think are going to be significant in final few days of the campaign?
Yeah, I think the biggest, most important race on the ballot statewide is the race for Nevada Supreme Court between Judge Herndon and Ozzie Fumo, state legislator. Ozzie Fumo, look, I know him, I like the man, but he is far, far left. Judge Herndon's more of a strict constructionist and originalist as a justice, and that would be a huge difference to get him on the Supreme Court. That is a huge race, and a lot of people don't know the difference. People who aren't paying as close attention because they don't listen to your show or read my newsletter, it's a nonpartisan race, so there's no party affiliation. So it's important for Republicans to let other Republicans know Judge Herndon is the better choice in that particular race. The other one I think that's it's most interesting to me is April Becker versus the Republican challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Nicole Cannizzaro. April Becker has been able to raise enough money to be competitive in that race. Senator Cannizzaro has got some real problems. She's been involved in some campaign finance shenanigans that she was caught doing with her PAC. And I think that could be huge if Republicans can knock off the Senate Majority Leader. They'll still end up in the minority, but to be able to take out the lead dog would be a huge, huge plus for Republicans if April Becker can pull this one off.
And not knowing if April's going to be able to do this, is Cannizzaro going to be able to hold her seat at all? She was involved in this court stuff, wasn't she?
Balloting?
Yeah.
The mail-in ballot. Well, I mean, she, as the Senate Majority Leader, she pushed that through. It wasn't a hard lift. It was, the governor said, this is what I want, and she said, this is what we're going to do, and the Democrats just fell into lockstep. I don't think that she has any danger of being unseated as the Majority Leader if she's reelected. So the only way to get her out is, I think, is if April Becker can upset her in the general election on November the 3rd.
We'll find out. Chuck, always good, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
You got it. Have fun tonight, Kevin.
Thank you. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. I tell you what, Muth's Truths is so cool. And sometimes it's about 4 pages. Sometimes it's about 12 pages. And it's all full of really cool stuff. So check it out, Muth's Truths. And it's available to you right now. Stick around. Don't forget our debate watch party. It is coming up. Rhythm Kitchen. It's going to be fun. It may be as explosive, but just in a different way. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th? Now, if you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. It is free. They won't charge you a dime. That's 702-410-8020. I want to get to the audio sound bites because they're very important today. We know we've got a debate, vice presidential debate coming up. A little bit later on, we'll be visiting with Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Also, Hogan Gidley will call in around 5:30, and we'll get a chance to visit with him about the race. He is the national press secretary for the Trump campaign, and so he carries a bit of weight. I want you to hear real quickly from Michael McDonald talking about the Mike Pence Boulder City speech. It's going to be at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the airport there. in Boulder City. First come, first serve. But this is cut one. This was Michael McDonald talking about Mike Pence's Boulder City speech tomorrow. Here it is.
Well, the vice president, you know, the president is very bullish on Nevada, and the vice president, we have a great relationship with him. He is probably one of the great, he's one of the greatest politicians, and I mean that in all respectable words, about him, a man who keeps his word and knows policy and procedures. He has been very bullish on Nevada lately, too. And I love him for that. I mean, every time him and the second lady are here, it brings out such energy. So we were asked, and we wanted to have him here several times to get out and talk to the people again. And having the Vice President of the United States to come in, the last time we had him, I think it was February, when him and the President were here, it's just phenomenal to have such class and poise and be able to see it firsthand here in Nevada. So having him here in Las Vegas at the Hangar Speech, we're so excited. It's a great turnout. We're at capacity. It just went up to, it was just put out. So if you're going to get out there early. It's wheels up real quick.
No, that's the way these Hangar Speeches are. When the president does it, Air Force One pulls up to the open end of a hangar with 8,000-10,000 people in the stands, and the president jumps off of Air Force One, comes down to the tarmac, walks about 50 feet, and then walks up onto a stage and gives a speech, an hour and 10 minutes, hour 15 minutes, sometimes an hour and a half. And it's incredible. Well, Mike Pence is going to get a taste of that today, or actually tomorrow. He's going to be visiting Arizona. He's going to be visiting us here in Nevada. And I'll just tell you, the fact that we are on their schedule tells me that Nevada is still in play. Don't believe any of the polling that you see. As long as they're still coming here, it means we are in the mix. It means that we are in play. And I view that as a good thing. I view that as a very good thing. Coming up, this is going to be good. Eric Trump was on Fox and Friends this morning. And, there's a new charge out there that the president walking away from the negotiations with Nancy Pelosi that involved roid rage, the fact that he was taking steroids as a part of his treatment, the president, and that this was what they call roid rage. And nothing could be further from the truth. This is the guy that wrote The Art of the Deal, okay? We'll let you hear from Eric Trump coming up in just a bit. And don't forget, later on, Michael McDonald, Hogan Gidley, John Zarpolis. They are celebrating a birthday over the course of the last few. In fact, I'm into these birthday celebrations that are like more like festivals, not just a one-day deal. John Zarpolis from Nevada Policy Research Institute will join us coming up after 4 o'clock. So we got a busy, busy show right up to getting you ready for the debate watch party at Rhythm Kitchen. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. Lots more to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
To talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Do you suffer from the debilitating condition peripheral neuropathy? Are you dependent on drugs such as Lyrica, Gabapentin, or Cymbalta? Are you experiencing continual pain, numbness, and tingling? Have you waited so long that it's affecting your balance? If so, you need to stop what you're doing and listen.
Dr. Joshua K. Purcell, D.C., Clinical Director of Active Life Health and Wellness and author of Natural Solutions to Neuropathy, can help. One issue that has long infuriated Dr. Purcell is that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of the potentially dangerous side effects of prescribed drugs. His gift is teaching patients how to reverse the neuropathy and live without fear of the inevitable downward spiral created by the disease itself and the typical drug cocktail approach.
If you're tired of being victimized and taking endless drugs with serious side effects, please call 702-500-0839. We are hosting a free neuropathy seminar for you. Please call 702-500-0839. 702-500-0839. Call now to reserve your space.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Wouldn't we all like that? Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016, the SKC Group. Coming up in the program, John Zarpalis, the president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And one of the things I want to talk to him about is the validity of the vote. Do you trust that we're going to have a fair election on November 3rd, 27 days away? There are a lot of people, and we talked yesterday with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. She has dedicated her adult life to the integrity of the vote. And there is serious difficulty that we have ahead. I don't think we'll know who won the president. I mean, I hope we do, and I hope it's a Trump landslide. But I don't think we really know, and we won't know on November 3rd, the night of November 3rd. We might not know the night of November 4th. And it's a little scary with our democracy being as fragile as it is right now. I think a lot of us are wondering, is this going to be a fair election? Is ballot harvesting going to switch this election from Republican to Democrat or Democrat to Republican? There are people that just do not know. Don't forget, coming up in our next hour, we'll be giving away a $25 Visa gift card. Every winner is qualified for the $100 Nordstrom gift card that will be given away next Monday. With one big difference, we'll have a winner from both shows, both Heidi's show and my show. So make sure you listen around along about 4:20, and we'll give away a $25 Visa gift card. How's about that? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Layoffs.